Hey friend, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland. And today I'm recording this from my cabin as I do every day, but my kids are home. So if you hear footsteps in the background, that's just part of life. That's how you know this is real life happening over here. Their room is right next to my office, and in a log cabin, it's very echoey. So you'll hear sometimes little echoes of footsteps. Anyway, that's kind of fitting actually because of what I want to talk about today, because what I'm here to share with you is real and it's raw and it's been heavy on my heart. I've had three different conversations in the last few weeks with entrepreneurs who all told me basically the same story. And I'm paraphrasing this, I'm kind of combining all of their stories, but it goes simply like this. Lindsay, I paid a lot of money, some thousands, some 10,000s for a high ticket coaching program. I built the funnel, I created the offer, I did everything they told me to do, and nothing. It's not working, I'm not attracting the right clients, and honestly, I don't even know if I built the right thing, and I'm not in love with what I created. But here's what really got me. Here's what made me so passionate about this recording today. One of them also said, I felt like a dollar sign. No one actually cared about my success. They promised me the moon, but once I was in the program, I was just a target for upsells. Ugh, that crushed my heart. And what was so crushing was the look on his face. If that's been your experience, I am so sorry. And I've been there too. I've actually had something similar happen to me, so I understand completely how that feels. And that's what we're talking about today. Why does this keep happening? What's missing? What's missing? Why didn't this work? There is a specific piece to this, and I want to dig in, and I want to show you how I help people differently. All right, let's go. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. So let me tell you what I'm hearing, and I'm not trying to bash other people here. That's not who I am, and I'm not really about that. What I am going to tell you, though, is the truth about what I'm seeing. There are so many high-ticket coaching programs out there right now, 3K, 5K, 10K, 15K, even more. And most of them follow a similar formula. They teach you to build a funnel, how to create an offer, how to set up your tech, how to launch, you know, all these same sort of things we've talked about here. They promise you the moon. Six figures in 6 months, build your empire, financial freedom, and you're excited. You invest, you show up. There's something about what they said that was the linchpin for you. But here's what actually happens. You get thrown into this massive like group. Maybe it's a WhatsApp group or a Facebook group or a community on school or something like that with hundreds or thousands of other people. You get templates, training videos, maybe group calls here and there, maybe even a personal partner to help you through the program. And then, and this is the part that really gets me, you start getting pitched, like the next level of their program, the advanced training, the VIP upgrade. But here's the caveat. They strategically withhold this one thing that's going to make this work. They hold back. They position it so that you get in and you do all the things, minus the one thing you need the most, and that's getting people to buy your program. Plus, on top of that, you feel like nobody actually cares. You're doing all this work to the best of your ability without getting to talk to somebody to vet your ideas, to bounce things off, to get the feedback in real time from an expert, somebody who actually knows what they're doing. What makes it even worse is that when you do the work, and these people that I talked to, they did do the work. When you're at the end of that and you've done all that work and nothing's happening, you've got nobody's coming into your pipeline because they were taught to build offers without building a foundation. They were told, here's what's marketable and here's what sells and here's how you can find out the solution to the, you know, here's the problem you should solve or how to find out what problem you should solve. And they build it. They create something that sounds good on paper and it is marketable. Nothing about it is wrong. It's just that they really didn't differentiate their program from other people or know how to do that. Or they did, but it wasn't truly as deep as it needed to go. Okay. And again, I'm speaking from experience. I've done this. The fact is, though, that program, it truly isn't them. It's based on a surface level, like the transactional type of approach, where they're offering a program, they're offering an offer, they're offering a lead magnet, they're doing all the right things, but they're doing it because they think it's going to sell. They're chasing the money and not chasing the passion about their business, the transformation. And when it doesn't work, when the clients don't come flooding in, they were left feeling jaded, feeling like they wasted money, they wasted time, like it steals the joy out of what they're doing. Oh man, I've been there. I've totally remember myself. I signed up for a program. I remember listening to her on a podcast just like this. And she said this one thing that I was like, oh my gosh, that's what I need. She was so good at sales. And this 30-minute podcast episode convinced me to get on a call, and I ended up investing into their $15,000 program. And I made it like 90 days. And by the way, they also had this like money back guarantee. If you don't make $10,000 in 90 days, I forgot what the hook was or something else. But that's what convinced me. I was like, okay, I have nothing to lose. They're going to show me how to make 10K months. I can do this. And 90 days in, I was still on step one. I had been in the Facebook group. I had been doing all the things. And all I got was, oh, that's not enough. That's not enough. Go deeper. Do more. And I'm like, but do more of what? How much more? What am I doing wrong? When I turn in the homework, why aren't I making progress? What is missing? It was really frustrating. In fact, I eventually asked to bow out. I said, please, like, you know, you've already made $5,000 off of me, because I was a payment plan. Can I just leave? You can keep the $5,000. Just leave me alone. And they actually said no. It was a horrible situation. So I know those programs are out there, and I know people get wrapped up in it. I know what it feels like. And you know what? It's nothing against you personally. You haven't done anything wrong. I remember my husband telling me too, because he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate education. And he's like, they always just leave one thing out to give you, so you have a reason to buy their next thing. Now, all that to say, I have my setup in specific programs. Like, I have alternative offers. I'm not saying I'm not, but I don't intentionally leave anything out on purpose. The other offers would be like how to develop a podcast, because that's something, if you want to do it, that's a whole separate skill that I would teach you. But it doesn't halt you from building a successful business from the beginning. I would not want to do that. In fact, it's specifically why in my 3-pillar framework of how I coach you to build a successful business, I give you everything. Because I cannot not give you everything. It wasn't until I moved here to this cabin, until I stepped back into and really asked myself, like, what do I actually want? Who am I? What kind of business do I want to wake up excited about? That things started to shift. Like, granted, I was here and I was working on this, but I was doing the same thing. I was trying to chase the money. I was like, if I could just build this thing and sell it, then I'll have this much money. This is going to be the next thing. And how many of you guys have been on that entrepreneurial roller coaster where you're like super excited, you launch, you don't get something? It's the up and the down and the up and the down. And you're learning over time. It's true. You're going to learn over time. Your brain can only absorb so much. But what you really need is somebody who can walk you through the steps. I wish there was somebody who would have walked me through these steps this way. It would have made so much more sense, because you want to build a lifestyle, not just a business that makes you money. Many of you might already be in that position where you have a business that's making you money. You're trading the time for the dollars and you're burning out. Maybe that wasn't the hard part for you, but maybe the figuring out the scalable income piece is the challenge. Or maybe you're working full-time and you want to make this dive into working from home or working for yourself, but you're not really sure where to start. You've never really developed a personal brand. See, a lot of times what we do is we build an online business based on our skills, and that's why we end up trading time for money, because maybe we're good at social media, so we start out doing social media. Pretty soon you're super busy and you're burning out. You've just created a job, right? A stressful job. That's not what I want. I want you to build an online business that is scalable. Scalable is really critical. I don't want to treat people like dollar signs. I don't want to chase the next shiny marketing strategy. I don't want to help you create hands-off products that have nothing to do with transformation or impact. I want authenticity. I want to work with people who value impact over income, people who want to build a business they love, and they want a business that fuels their lifestyle, not consumes it. That's what's important. I call it a baby business. And the reason I do that is because you devote your time and your attention and your love, you nurture it, you build it with intention and with care. And then it loves you back by providing the lifestyle you want. But this can't happen when all you focus on is superficial products and offers. Do you want to know why? Because if you're building superficial products and offers, you will not stick with it. It's going to bore you at some point. I know for a fact, because there was a time where I had plenty of money in the bank and I was bored to tears. And more importantly, I was super depressed. I was depressed because I didn't have a purpose. You need a business that gives you enough purpose and enough passion and enough money to live a lifestyle that truly lights you up. We are human beings. We must have connections. And that happens in business. Business is not about money. It's about people. In order to start that, you must know yourself. You have to build a personal brand. And I would argue even now more than ever, with AI, faceless videos, content that can be created by anyone, even a hermit in their basement can start to make content, and now they're just going to be adding to the noise. If you are not building from authenticity, you are going to be drowned out and it will not be sustainable. Look, I'm not saying AI is bad, and I'm not saying faceless content is wrong. I mean, if that is your thing and that is literally how you need to launch, that's fine. But that is not me, and that's not the people I'm here to help. I'm here for the people who want to show up as themselves, who want to build something authentic and meaningful, who want to actually know the people that they're serving and have those people know them. If that's you, stick with me, because I'm going to show you how I help people build scalable online businesses differently with a three-part framework that starts with who you are, not what you can sell. Okay? So here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying funnels don't matter. And I'm not saying offers don't matter. What I am saying is you can't build those things only on a shaky foundation. You can't just follow someone else's template and expect it to work for you, because here's the truth. Your business should be an extension of you, your values, your story, your personality, your vision for life. When it's not, when you're building what you think you should build instead of what you actually want to build, you will burn out. You will feel disconnected. You won't love what you're doing, and your audience will feel it too. So here's how I help people differently. When you work with me, you're not just a number in a massive Facebook group. You're not a dollar sign. You're a real person with real goals and real struggles. I actually know my clients. I know their names. I know their stories. I know what they're working towards. And I care about their success genuinely. Not because I want to upsell them, but because I'm invested in them as people. And we don't start with what you can sell. We start with who you are. What do you actually want? What kind of business do you want to be running 5 years from now? Because that's the foundation everything else is built on. Okay, let's walk through the exact three-part framework. And I want to be clear, this is about the what and the why, not so much the how. This is about what these three parts are and why they matter. Why you can't skip them if you want to build something sustainable and authentic. All right, number one is clarity. This is where everything starts. And this is the part that most high ticket programs skip. They jump straight into what's your offer, what's your niche. But we don't do that. We start with you. We get clear on three things. Who are you? Your authentic brand, your story, your personality, your values, your quirks. What makes you you? Not who you think you should be to be successful. Not who Instagram says you should be, but who you actually are. And here's why this matters. Because your authenticity is your only real differentiator. There are 1,000 people who can teach what you teach. There are 1,000 courses on your topic, but there's only one you. Your story, your perspective, your lens on the world. That's what makes people choose you over someone else. When I finally leaned into the cabin, the simple living, the faith, the homesteading, the rejection of hustle culture, this character that was literally my foundation for moving to North Idaho. When I stopped trying to sound like everyone else and just started to be me, that's when things clicked. That's when my business felt like a nice coat jacket I put on and I'm like, yeah, this is me, versus, you know, a piece of clothing that just doesn't fit. The people who resonated with my values, my approach, and my way of doing things is not everyone, but it is the right ones. And that's what will happen for you as well. Second, who you serve. Not everyone who needs help with X. Not all entrepreneurs or all moms or all coaches or all people who struggle with a problem. Your specific person, the one whose problem you deeply understand because you've lived them or solved them. The one whose value aligns with yours. The one who actually wants to work with you. And here's why it matters. Because when you try to speak to everyone, you speak to no one. Your message gets diluted. It feels generic. But when you get specific, so specific that you're speaking to one person, when you understand their struggle so deeply that they think, oh, is she reading my diary? Those are your people. The ones who will buy from you, refer you, become raving fans. Not because your offer is the cheapest or the flashiest, but because they feel seen by you, because you get them in a way no one else does. Third, what you're building. Not just a course or a coaching program, but what does your business look like 5 years from now? What are you teaching? Who are you serving? And more importantly, what does your life look like? What does your life look like? Are you working from a cabin in the woods? Are you traveling? Are you homeschooling? Are you building a homestead? What does freedom truly mean to you? Here's why it matters. Because if you don't have a vision, if you don't know where you're going, you'll build something you'll be bored with in 6 months. It's happened to me. I've seen it happen to other people. Someone builds a course because they think it'll make money, but it's not aligned with who they are or what they actually want their life to look like. So they launch it, maybe even make some sales, but then they stop promoting it. They ghost it. They move on to the next thing because they haven't found the thing that they loved in the first place. When you start with a 5-year vision, when you ask yourself, is this something I can see myself doing and loving for years? Everything changes. You build something sustainable, something you are proud of, something that actually serves the life you want to live. And it's a part of your life. So part one is clarity, who you are, who you serve, and what you're building. This is your foundation. If you've skipped this step, or you feel like you've done this step, but not like fully, maybe just superficially, or you've done a piece of it, this is what's not clicking. This is why it's not working for you. Because everything else from this point on, all the tactics, all the strategies, they are built on this. Now moving on to part two. This is where you validate your idea. So it's true. One of the things that you could end up doing is building it all up, thinking it's perfect, creating the course, putting all the videos in, and then nothing. Nobody wants it. Or you don't have a sales system because you haven't really thought through it. Oh, this is exhausting. And I've totally done it so many times. And it's frustrating. It is annoying. It makes you want to quit, throw in the towel, just walk away. If people don't see the value, if they can't understand the transformation, because somehow there's a disconnect between what you're saying and what they're saying in their head, it's not working. And this is why we validate the offer first. We validate the idea first, more than the offer. Validation means you talk to real people. You have real conversations, not surveys, not assumptions, not a gut feeling, real one-on-one conversations. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody who builds a business based on their gut feelings doesn't do good. Not to say instincts aren't helpful, but I mean like you develop your whole program because it's what you would buy. Definitely not the way to go. You ask things like, what have you tried? This is what you got to ask your ideal client. Like, what have you tried to do already that solved this problem? What worked? What didn't work? What do you wish existed but you couldn't find? How would you describe this struggle to a friend? What would make you actually invest money in a solution? Why does this matter? Because these conversations are gold. Now, you can have them one-on-one, or you could do them in a workshop setting, and I teach you how to do that. They tell you exactly the exact words your audience is using, and this becomes your marketing copy. You literally start speaking their language, the real pain point, not just what you think they want to hear, but what they are actually struggling with. You also discover what's already out there and why it's not working for them. Boom, gold. This is your differentiator. It's just like what I'm telling you. I, for the longest time, was thinking everybody else has other people that do what I do. Building courses is not new. Building an online business is not new. Why me? Well, why me is this exact reason. Because I am taking a personal approach. And I'm doing things differently. I'm helping you build a foundation to building a sustainable business that scales so that you don't have to just keep rebuilding it, tearing it down and rebuilding it and exhausting yourself because you keep doing it from a transactional perspective outside of who you are. When those three entrepreneurs came to me, the ones who'd invested in high ticket programs and felt jaded, you know what I asked them? Did you validate your idea first? Did you talk to people before you built it? Now, some of them had talked to people, but like one or two. But here's the real kicker. Nobody had told them how to have those conversations, what questions to ask, and what to do with the information after they had it. They were filtering all of that through their own lens, and that's the mistake they made. Validation does prevent that. It ensures that you're building something people actually want before you spend the months creating it. So part two is validation, making sure your idea resonates with real people before you invest the time and the energy to build it. Now the third is scalable systems. Now we get into the building. But here's what we're not building. Just one course at one price point. What we are building is a complete business. Multiple offers at multiple price points, strategic content that builds trust and authority, automation that works while you sleep. But you want to know the real kicker? I teach you how to build it and make money from it at the same time. Now, that part isn't for everybody. Some people can't do that, and I respect that. Not everybody feels comfortable with that, and I wouldn't want to ask you to do something you're not comfortable with. But there are other people who are like, you know what? I do want to do that. I'll tell you two main reasons why it's a benefit, okay? You decide for yourself if that's a piece of this that you would actually embrace. But for one, imagine building something and launching it and doing all the market research and still building it, but then after people go through your program and give you feedback, you have to go rebuild things or add things. Now, what if you could do that in real time? What if you had people in your program? And here's a really clear example. We just recently launched the 12-week course collective. So we're helping people launch their course. And we were so excited. We thought week one was just going to be digging right into the introduction and, you know, getting started. But we realized there was a gap. There was this, everybody had some similar question. They were still hung up on like, am I still building this on the right thing? Even though we had already touched on that and talked about that, they needed to go deeper. And I learned through that process. I learned what more I could offer and how I could close that loop for people before we get into this. So there's the beauty of it. You sell it and you build it at the same time. Meanwhile, you get real life feedback. Your product will be so much better quality than if you slap it together or take forever to build it and don't sell it and then disconnect. Like you disengage with what you've offered and you lose that steam. You got to keep that steam. You got to keep the winds coming in. So that's why I do it that way. But it also, it plays another important part. Going back to one course isn't a business. It's just a product. And if you have only one way for people to buy from you, one offer at one price point, you're going to plateau because some people can't afford your main offer yet. Some people are ready for more support than your course offers. You need to take your person through a journey. And along the way, that is how you stair step them. Now, this you might be thinking, but Lindsay, didn't you just tell me not to do that? Because that's what these high ticket coaching programs are doing. The fundamental difference is this. We're not here to trick people into buying or specifically intentionally leave something out to make them need more. What we're doing is we're building a product ladder that is about meeting people where they are. Some people aren't ready to invest $2,000, and some people will never need that, but they want to work with you and they resonate with you. So you want to give them something a little bit smaller to start out with. Maybe it's to build like, know, like, and trust, or to get a win. The mid-tier maybe is enough. Maybe your signature course or program is enough to solve their problem, and that's where it lies. The high ticket are for those people who really want that hands-on help. They want the faster results, or they want direct access to you. It isn't about upselling people just specifically for the sake of upselling. It's about giving people options that make sense for whatever stage of their process that they're in. So I think that was a great and relevant question. The other component to this third stage is then we focus on building content that serves a purpose. It builds trust, it demonstrates authority, and it creates demand. But more importantly than that, it is serving you. Because we're not going to focus on being in all the places. We're going to focus on one platform. We're going to nurture. We're going to create a nurture space. Our whole business is about building relationships with people. And in this phase, we also focus on the automation, because there comes a part where your business needs to scale, and that means you need to be putting your personal attention on the relationship building parts of it. But there are so many other things that you don't need to be spending your time on that we can focus in automations, and that's the beauty of it. And it allows you also so that your systems can be working for you while you're doing things in your life that matter, like homeschooling your kids or going on a family vacation. You don't have to stop making money just because you can't be present in your business for a little bit. So part three is scalable systems, building a complete business with multiple offers, strategic content, and automation that gives you real freedom. All right, my friend, here's what I really want you to hear today. If you've invested in a high ticket program and felt like just a dollar sign, if you felt unseen, uncared for, or maybe like you were just being funneled through someone's system, I am sorry. That's not okay. And more importantly, that's not how business should be done. Here's what I believe. I believe you deserve to work with someone who actually knows you, who knows your name, your story, your struggle, your dreams, someone who's invested in your success, not in upselling you to the next program. I believe you deserve to build a business you actually love, not something that looks good on paper but leaves you feeling empty. But something authentic, something that aligns with who you are and your values, something you're proud of and something you want to wake up and do. And I believe that business should serve your life. It should serve you, your freedom, your version of freedom. It's not the Instagram version. It's this version that means something to you. It's that spark inside of you that gets you excited. That's what I want for you. And honestly, that's what I want for myself too. I was just thinking as I'm recording this episode, I'm remembering back to when I very first started this podcast. I have grown so much. I have changed so much. And I've left all the episodes up because I want you to see the journey I've been on. But it was so transactional in the beginning. I wanted to make money and not have a relationship with people. I wanted to have transactional business. And it's just not who I really am, but I didn't know that then. I was just trying to solve my financial problem. And I'm telling you, if that's where you're at in life, then focus on a time for money situation and build something scalable. You've got to get to know deeper what is meaningful to you. That is such a hard thing to do. That's why I spend so much time on that in the beginning, because it is such a hard thing for people to do on their own. There's actually a method that I use to help you discover that. Like, I'm not a psychic. I'm not going to tell you about yourself. That's not what I'm here for. But I do have a system that will help you uncover what is already there and lean into it. It's really juicy and fun. All right. That is it. Here's my invitation to you. If you're ready to build a business the right way with authenticity at the core, I want to help you. So I have a few spots to work with me. And we're going to go through this exact framework together. We'll start with clarity. We're going to get crystal clear on that. We're going to validate your offer and your transformation that you offer. And then we'll build the scalable systems. Now, this takes about 6 months. This is a pretty detailed process. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I just want to lay out the time frame, because there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of time. And if you're working full-time, you don't have the time necessarily to stop everything and just do this all day, every day, you know, maybe not. That's the reason why it takes that much time. Some people can get through it faster, but most take about 6 months. And I want to be realistic with you what the time frame should be like. But you will work with me. You're not going to be stuck into a massive Facebook group. You're not going to be just another dollar sign. we will have a relationship and a connection. And I think that's the thing that really is going to be such a differentiator for you, working with a different person to help you guide this process and build that business. So let's start with a 30-minute conversation. I'll be honest, I doubt I can keep it to 30 minutes. I love to get to know people. So let's just block off 45 minutes, shall we? And let's just talk about where you are right now. Get clear on what you want and where your vision, your starting point. And you may not have a clear vision. You might be like, that's really why I'm reaching out, Lindsay. I don't have that yet. I was that person. I had so many directions I could go. Oh man, if this program was available for me back then, it would have been such a game changer. And I'm so excited to be able to have this for you. This is the Freedom Business Builders program. And you can start right now by joining the free community. It's on Facebook. It's a Freedom Business Builder. When you go into Facebook and you look at that Facebook community, which the link is in the description, it's going to ask you if you want a phone call from me, and we'll set it up. So just say yes and pop your email in there and I will reach out to you. Or you can use my booking link right now in the description and let's just talk. Skip the Facebook. Let's just get to a connection, because that's what we're here for. All right, both of those links are in the show notes. And my friend, that's it for today. Remember, you don't need another funnel strategy necessarily. You don't need to be treated like a dollar sign. You need clarity, validation, and scalable systems in that order. And somebody who actually is involved in this with you, like invested in your business as much as you are. Book that call. I can't wait to talk to you. Until next time, bye for now.